4. Make good changes after learning from bad experiences. The ability to turn negatives into positives gives us an opportunity to turn our lives around. A bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. Most people don't think their way to positive change. They feel their way. When bad experiences create strong feelings in us, we either face the feelings and try to change, or we try to escape. It's the old fight-or-flight instinct. We need to train ourselves to fight for positive changes. How do we do that? By remembering that our choices will lead to either the pain of self-discipline or the pain of regret. I'd rather live with the pain of self-discipline and reap the positive rewards than live with the pain of regret, which can create a deep and continual ache within us. The next time you find yourself in the midst of a bad experience, remind yourself that you are on the cusp of an opportunity to change and grow. Whether you do will depend on how you react to your experience and the changes you make as a result. Allow your emotions to be the catalyst for change, think through how to change to make sure you are making good choices, and then take action. 5. Take responsibility for your life. Earlier I said that you need to recognize that your circumstances don't define you. They are outside of you and need not negatively impact your values and standards. At the same time, you must take responsibility for your life and the choices you make. It is nearly impossible to grow in any significant way when you don't take responsibility for yourself and your life. No matter what you have gone through in your life or what you are currently going through, you have the opportunity to grow from it. It's sometimes very difficult to see the opportunity in the midst of the pain, but it is there. You must be willing not only to look for it, but pursue it. How to turn negatives into positives. 1. Assess your attitude toward negative experiences up to this point in your life. Based on your personal history, which of the following statements best describes how you have approached failure, tragedy, problems, and challenges that have caused you pain? I do anything and everything possible to avoid pain at all costs. I know pain is inevitable, but I try to ignore it or block it out. I know everyone experiences pain, so I just endure it when it comes. I don't like pain, but I try to remain positive despite it. I process the emotion of painful experiences quickly and try to find a lesson in them. I process pain, find the lesson, and make changes proactively as a result. Your goal should be to progress from wherever you are currently on the above scale to the place where you make positive changes in the wake of bad experiences. 2. In the past, have you used bad experiences as a springboard for using your creativity? If not, use a current difficulty to help you learn how to become more creative by doing the following. Define the problem. Understand your emotion. Articulate the lesson. Identify a desired change. Brainstorm numerous pathways. Receive others' input. Implement a course of action. Remember, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. If you want to arrive at a new destination, you need to take a new path. 3. No insight, no matter how profound, has value to you unless it is attached to changes that you will make based on what you've learned. Personal development requires a bias toward action. Spend some time recalling the last 5 bad experiences you've had in your life. Write down each experience along with what, if anything, you learned from it. Then evaluate whether you decided to make changes based on what you learned and rate yourself on how well you did at implementing those changes in your life. Once you've assessed each bad experience, give yourself a grade from A to F on how well you managed those experiences. If you haven't been an A or B student, you need to use the steps listed above to become better at the process.